Well, Earth Day was created by Wisconsin's own Gaylord Nelson. We're going to be talking about Earth Day a bit. Larry Mueller here. Thanks for joining us on the Ideas Network. Very happy to have Senator Nelson's daughter, Tia Nelson, with us today. She directs the Outrider Foundation's climate program and is internationally recognized as a champion for environmental stewardship and climate change education. Tia has narrated a new PBS Wisconsin program for their Wisconsin Biography series. So, and I had a chance to watch it. It's great. We'll talk about that experience and her father's legacy with her. What questions do you have? What has Earth Day meant to you over the years? I hope you'll join in the conversation. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. Or you can email us to ideas@wpr.org. Love to hear from you. And Tia Nelson, thank you so much for taking time to be with us today.
Well, thank you, Larry. I'm grateful to be on your show. I listen to it often and enjoy it very much.
Well, tell us about what led your father to create Earth Day 50 years ago. I think it's an interesting story.
Yes, well, you know, my father was just a little boy from a little town in northern Wisconsin, and nature was his playground, and I think his love and passion for the environment was imbued in him at a very young age. He was inspired to run for public office when he was just 10 years old, and his father took him to go hear a speech by Robert La Follette Jr. in Amory, Wisconsin, which was so inspirational to my father that he decided that he wanted to grow up and run for the United States Senate. And in between his childhood and running for the Senate, he served in the state Senate and as governor, and he earned the moniker as governor. They called him the conservation governor for a bold initiative he did to protect the lands and waters of Wisconsin. And so the journey's a long one. The actual moment of inspiration around Earth Day came in 1969. And he had gone out to Santa Barbara, California, to personally view the destruction from what was then the largest oil spill in American history. And he got on a plane afterwards and picked up a magazine that the front story of which was that anti-war teach-ins on college campuses were changing the national discourse on the war. And he got an idea to call for a national teach-in on the environment.
It's an amazing story of how that got started. And what are your thoughts about how... do you remember those first celebrations?
Well, barely. You know, I wish I had a really clever story for you. I actually had to have a friend from junior high school remind me that I was with him on my junior high school school grounds picking up trash that day. And I don't think I had any sense at the time of how momentous the occasion was, and probably not until the 10th anniversary did I really, you know, in a deeper way understand the significance of what Papa had started.
Yeah. How is it, in your mind, how has Earth Day evolved over the years?
Well, that's a good question. I think there are many similarities in that communities around the country and now around the world celebrate Earth Day in a way that's meaningful to them. That really was, I think, one of the genius of Earth Day on my father's part was not to prescribe a particular set of activities or values, but ask people to think about what was meaningful to them and their community and to take action as they saw fit. So some people planted trees. Some people, like me, that first Earth Day picked up trash on their school grounds. Others engaged in acts of protest. Some had concerts. And today, Earth Day is similarly diverse in what people do to recognize the occasion. And, you know, of course, one of the big differences is we have, back then, there were no cell phones, computers, or fax machines, and today we have digital technology that makes it possible, like we're going to have to do this year because of the COVID-19, all of our Earth Day events will be virtual, but there's a bunch of really cool things going on, and I'm excited about them as well.
Yeah. Well, speaking of different things people can do, I think Denise in Washburn has something for us along those lines. Denise, hi. Thanks for calling.
Hello. Yes. Thank you for taking my call, and I want to just send a little shout-out to Tia and let her know that I, Denise, who has met her out on Manitou Island and the Apostles, and we had a very glorious visit, so thank you for coming out there.
I remember. That was such a beautiful day, and you were so sweet, both to me and my niece, and that was a magical day, and your dedication to being a steward of the island is much appreciated.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. It's quite delightful for myself, too. So one of the things I like to do around Earth Day is I have taken the children out in the school bus, and we have done the road cleanup for our route that we take, and my employer has been gracious and very kind to let us use that. And then our public school was offered up the recycling bins and the garbage can for us to take those things too. So it was quite a delightful day. We went out on our route, and then we stopped by my place, which I live on the route that I have, and we would sort things out, and then we would take it over and put it in its proper bins. And it was really interesting because before all this came about, the children were talking about that again on the bus, saying, when can we do that? When can we do that? I said, well, let's arrange that. So now I have to be a little more creative and see what I can come up with for us to do that again within the next few weeks once the snow is out of the ditches. So,
Denise, that's wonderful. Tia, a comment from you again. That's a good example.
Yeah, it's a great story. I want children to be inspired to know that they can be a part of helping build a brighter future. And the Wisconsin Public TV biography series of my father's, Gaylord Nelson, A Vision for the Earth, tells a lovely story that I hope inspires the kids to see that my dad was just a little boy from a little town, and he grew up and was successful beyond his wildest dreams in making an impact. But I also want kids to understand, and I do a lot of this work at Outrider, that each and every one of us has the power to make a difference. And there's some really surprising solutions that it surprised even me, and I've been in the business quite a long time. You can teach kids to compost food waste. Who knew if food waste were a country, it would be the third largest source of greenhouse gas emissions in the world after China and the United States. So teaching kids to compost is a way to connect them with the land, to make them conscious of their impact. There's just so much one can do, from planting a rain garden to planting native flowers and grasses for pollinators, upon which our food system is dependent. You can learn more at outrider.org /Earth Day. You can learn about the biography series on PBS. Larry, I'm going to have to send you the link. There's just what I really want the kids to know is there's just an abundance of things we can do, from avoiding single-use plastic water bottles, using reusable bottles, planting trees, planting a vegetable garden, composting your food waste. There's something everyone can do to make a difference.
And thanks again, Denise, for calling. Appreciate it very much. Dennis in West Salem, it's your turn. Hi, Dennis.
Hello. I was at the first Earth Day. I was the chief forester for Xi Sigma Pi, the fraternity for the foresters at Michigan Tech. And we had a radio show where we did Save Our Sylvania, was a group in Wisconsin that was trying to save. They didn't like the way the Forest Service was managing the Sylvania wilderness area. So we had to be in that. But I've worked for a number of agencies since. And my main point would be the changes that over the 50 years. The Forest Service, when I started with timber beasts, they've gone more to less cutting and more managing. Fish and Wildlife Service was islands. Now they've come out to participate more. The military was said, this doesn't apply to us. We just blow things up. And they've had to get more environmentally sensitive. And I worked for the Soil Conservation Service for about 12 years. They, a lot of their practices like drainage and stuff like that were done away with. And they started going more towards maintaining instead of producing more cropland. And your last guest mentioned Public Law 566, and I worked on that. That was in the 50s. They built a bunch of watershed dams in the counties, Fillmore, Houston, and Vernon, that all over the country. But they stopped the flooding in the small watersheds so that they weren't as destructive. And that's my comment from 50 years of working in this.
Dennis, thanks very much. Tia Nelson, comment?
Certainly government plays a critical role in managing our public lands, and it's interesting to think about the relationship between the lands of Wisconsin and our well-being. How we manage our farms, our forests, our grasslands are all critical parts of protecting our environment, abating the threats of climate change, and keeping Wisconsin the beautiful and special place that we all cherish so much.
Thanks again, Dennis. Let's go to Kevin in Madison. Kevin, hello.
Good morning. Thanks for having the show. I lived in Des Moines for the very first Earth Day. I was a 12-year-old middle school student, and we had a particularly innovative science teacher decided to commandeer a bus and take a trip around the city of Des Moines looking at pollution and, you know, things that, you know, we should be made aware of. So I did a photo documentary of a photo exhibit of that trip and the places we went to, and then we brought back, you know, that information at the school and did a big display. So, yeah, it was really impactful. I mean, I've worked for nonprofit environmental groups through the years and you know, been involved in city and urban planning. And, you know, the very first Earth Day, it really planted a seed in my life. And, you know, I still remember it vividly. So thanks to your dad, Tia.
Larry, ahead, I can't tell you the number of people who come up to me today and tell me that they remember the first Earth Day, and many made career choices to study the environment or ecology or science or to get into public service. That's to me just, you know, so inspiring, and I'm so grateful to hear those stories.
Yeah, Kevin, thank you so much for calling. Tia Nelson, our guest today, she directs the Outrider Foundation's climate program, and with us today to talk about Earth Day and her dad, Senator Gaylord Nelson, and his vision for the Earth and how it has changed so many lives. And I hope you'll join in as well as we move along today. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234, or email us at ideas@wpr.org. I'm Larry Mueller. You're listening to the Ideas Network. We are in our spring member drive, and we wanted to offer a thank you gift that could be a source of comfort and delight. So we brought back a listener favorite, our WPR socks. You can ask for yours when you give $10 a month or more. Those socks will be a warm reminder of the connection we share and your support for the programs you enjoy. So give at 888-202-2552. That's 888-202-2552. Or go to WPR.org and make your contribution. Larry Mueller here with our guest today, Tia Nelson, who directs the Outrider Foundation. It's great to have her with us as we talk about Gaylord Nelson, her dad, his vision for the Earth. And we're talking about the new PBS Wisconsin series, Wisconsin Biographies. And Tia, how did you get involved in that?
Well, I think that the Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin connected me with the fabulous folks at PBSWisconsinEducation.org, and they asked me whether I would help them produce this short biographical story, animated story of my father's life. And of course I said yes, and I got to narrate it, which was a blast. And it's a fabulous, just really fabulous resource for kids and adults alike. I was just delighted to be a part of it.
I really hope a lot of people get to see it, because it is a wonderful piece. I watched it myself. Maybe you could describe what people are going to discover when they see it.
Well, it is me narrating my father's story, starting with him as a little boy in Clear Lake, Wisconsin, up in Polk County, and then uses his voice from archival material, talking about how his parents would put him in a Model T Ford and drive off to some political event, and to how important that was to him and his family, the part of being involved in their community and being engaged in civics and public service and politics. And then they can learn the story of what it was like when he came to Washington as a U.S. senator and wanted to talk about the environment, and most people didn't want to listen. There's a fabulous story in there about him convincing President John F. Kennedy to launch a conservation tour in 1963, which failed to achieve what my father had hoped, but he pressed on. And there was a bit of a consolation prize from that, which was that President Kennedy visited the Apostle Islands, which my father was working hard to promote as a national lakeshore, and have the magnificent largest freshwater archipelago in the world protected from development. And so some good things came out of that, but the tour didn't do what he had hoped, and we talk a little bit about that, and then we get into the wild success beyond, you know, my father's dreams of that little idea of an environmental teach-in.
Well, it is a wonderful piece. I've had a chance to view it. I really enjoyed it. How can people see it?
If you go to PBSWisconsinEducation.org, and the name of the program is Gaylord Nelson, A Vision for the Earth. And I hope people can see it. And there's resources for teachers and students. And it's just a really great source for education about people who come from Wisconsin and gone on to have a big impact on the world. And I'm just so delighted they've included my father.
And we will have a link on my page, WPR.org/Larry, if you need a link to get to it, because this would be a perfect time when we're all at home to get a little conversation going with our children and so forth about Earth Day and about Gaylord Nelson. Rod in Weyerhaeuser, it's your turn. Rod, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you, Larry. Hey, I just want to first start off by saying I feel very important talking to this woman, Tia, because of for the fact that she's the daughter of a genius, Gaylord Nelson. My dad used to talk about him all the time. He just farmed, you know, farmed small. He was in NFO, tried to preserve family farms. But I always considered Gaylord Nelson from what I read about him, to be up there on the same intellect as Teddy Roosevelt, Aldo Leopold, and he wasn't only a genius in his technical aspect, but how he could communicate, because Richard Nixon, who was a Republican, and they were good friends, he got him to sign EPA. And when I see what's going on now, how these people do not work together, I just wish to God Gaylord, your dad, was alive today. That's because
well,
he was a genius.
Well, I thank you very much for calling. Tia, a comment?
I appreciate the caller. My father had many talents, and he was an extraordinary bridge builder, and he worked hard to create bipartisan support for the environment. And on that first Earth Day, Congress adjourned, and the majority of members of Congress, Republicans and Democrats alike, went back to their districts and participated in an Earth Day event. Subsequently, more environmental laws were passed than any other time in American history. Keep in mind, there was no Clean Air Act. There was no Clean Water Act. As the caller pointed out, a Republican president, Richard Nixon, created the Environmental Protection Agency to protect our rights for clean air and clean water. And we need more of that today, no doubt. It's why I'm so proud of the film that I've produced at Outrider, which you can find. We launched this afternoon at outrider.org/Earth Day, in which I recruited young climate change youth activists, Varshini Prakash, and conservative, former Republican member of Congress, Bob Inglis, to join me in calling for unity to address these big environmental challenges. I was so excited and grateful that they both agreed to do that. They come from different generations, different political inclinations, and yet they joined together with me, and we use archival footage from my father's first speech in 1970 at UW-Milwaukee. It's a really inspiring film, and we're going to release it this afternoon. I hope people take a look. My goal in producing that film was to remind people that a multi-generational, bipartisan, socially just movement to protect our environment is possible. We've done it before. We can do it again. And indeed, there is urgency for us to come together now and address some of these big challenges like climate change.
And your website address again, Tia?
Outrider.org/Earth Day.
Outrider.org/Earth Day. There we go. Sherry in Elkhorn, your turn. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, I'm a member of Walworth County Master Gardener Volunteer Association, and on Saturday the 18th, we were supposed to have a booth at the Gateway Earth Day celebration, Gateway Technical College was having. And, of course, with all this that happened, it's not an in-person event, but they are holding a virtual Earth Day event. So I hope people can tune in. They have activities, you know, that they can share and ideas, information.
Well, Sherry, thank you so much. And Tia, I think that there's going to be a lot of that sort of thing happening around the world, you hope. Virtual meetings.
Yes, most certainly. I'm participating in a number of virtual Earth Day events. The University of Wisconsin Nelson Institute of Environmental Studies event is on April 20th, and I've done an interview with Adam Rome, the author of the book The Genius of Earth Day, and we'll show our film there. I've also been invited to appear at the Smithsonian Institute's Earth Optimism virtual Earth Day event and show the film, which I'm just over the moon happy about. I'll also be presenting at EarthX, which is being produced in association with National Geographic. We're involved in showing our film at Earth Day Live. with a bunch of really remarkable youth activists. So we're going to be showing our film every place we can and delivering a message of hope and a call to action to unite and work together and help build that brighter future.
Yeah, absolutely. And out, maybe you could talk a bit more about the Outrider Foundation.
Yeah, sure. We are dedicated to engaging and inspiring and educating people on critical threats. And I work on climate change. We also work on reducing the threat of nuclear weapons. We have a fabulous website, a lot of great educational material. We collaborated with the University of Wisconsin Center for Climatic Research to build out a climate science content section that is quite good, a timeline on the science, Climate Science 101. We publish articles there, some of which we produce ourselves, others of which are guest articles. So there's a wealth of information about how you can learn about the issues, become involved, and most importantly, how you can be a part of the solution. And we've got a great section on how you can help on climate change. And our hope is that people learn about the issues and take action and see themselves as having a sense of agency and feel empowered to make a difference.
Well, Tia Nelson, I want to thank you so much. It sounds like you're going to be will be even busier than normal here as we get into the Earth Day celebration next week on Wednesday. Thank you so much for being with us today. I really appreciate it.
But thank you, Larry. I'm so grateful. And make every day Earth Day.
Make every day Earth Day. Tia Nelson directs the Outdoor Foundation's climate program, internationally recognized as a champion for environmental stewardship, and of course the daughter of Gaylord Nelson. Coming up after the news break, we're going to visit with our DNR Deputy Secretary about what's going on with the DNR as it relates to Earth Day. That'll come up right after this look at the news. You stay with us. I'm Larry Mueller.